I'm Stacey Vincent, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever experienced a trying or difficult time in your life when the peace you feel can only be explained by a living God? Or you see a beautiful sunset and feel the presence of the God who created it? In Acts 17, 22 through 34, the Apostle Paul addresses in the Areopagus the Athenian Council, a group known for their philosophical and religious debates, and presented the message of the gospel. Paul addresses them for their altar with the inscription, "To an unknown God." In Acts 17, 23 through 28, he boldly proclaims, "What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made heaven and earth does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything else. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being." Do we fully comprehend how blessed we are that we worship a living, personal God who loves us beyond our comprehension? He cares about what we are going through. The things that worry us are when we are hurting. Scripture tells us in Hebrews 4:16, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." We do not have to fix ourselves up to approach this God. He accepts us with all our flaws and shortcomings, because it is He alone who can cleanse us and make us whole. He took our sins upon Himself, a perfect, holy God, so we can be forgiven and made new. These men that Paul was addressing were very religious, yet were worshipers of idols. Paul proclaims that he serves the living God and not an image created by man. This reminds me of one of my favorite passages that shows the greatness and power of God. Isaiah 40, 12 through 13 says, "Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? Who can fathom the spirit of the Lord or instruct the Lord as his counselor?" Later in verse 18 to 19, Isaiah says, "With whom then will you compare God? To what image will you liken him? As for an idol, a metal worker casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and fashions silver chains for it." And in verse 28, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom." This God creates us, knows us inside and out, and yet loves us immensely. Recently, I was inside my home and a mirror fell on top of me and shattered. Although it was very scary and I had to get stitches, there were so many ways that God protected me. I was cut in a spot that didn't cause injury. My daughter wasn't next to me. My husband was home to help me. I think of these instances that happen in our lives on an almost daily occurrence. Some could see them as insignificant, as coincidences or random. But I believe God desires for us to look at them and recognize His hand in our lives, guiding us, protecting us, loving us. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.